For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United Nations Security Council has held an emergency closed-door meeting to hear briefings about the blocking of humanitarian aid in Syria. French ambassador to the UN told reporters after the briefing that the UN will ask Damascus to authorize humanitarian airdrops. Britain's UN ambassador says the equation is simple: lift the sieges. Syria's UN ambassador, Bashar Jafri, dismissed claims by some council members that the government is hindering deliveries to certain areas. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says both Israel and the Palestinians need to take immediate steps to demonstrate their interest in a lasting peace and a two-state solution. Ministers, including Mr. Kerry, from more than 20 countries that gathered in Paris, welcome France's offer to coordinate and work on the prospect of convening an international conference by the end of the year. David Keyes is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's spokesperson.
Peace is not going to come through imposition. It's not going to come through a massive global conference with dozens of foreign ministers coming throughout the world. It's going to come when the Palestinian president agrees to actually sit down across the table from the Israeli Prime Minister, and every issue is going to be on the table.
Neither Israel nor the Palestinians attended the Paris meeting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited Somalia's capital, a rare instance of a foreign head of state visiting the war-ravaged country. Erdogan went ahead with the visit despite al-Shabaab's attack this week on the Ambassador Hotel in Mogadishu. That assault left 24 people dead, including the four attackers. This is VOA News. A new report finds the situation in eastern Ukraine remains volatile 2 years after war broke out between Russian-backed armed separatists and the government. Lisa Schlein reports now from the office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, which issued the report in Geneva.
The latest UN figures show nearly 9,400 people have been killed and more than 21,500 others wounded since the conflict began in mid-April 2014. UN Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani tells VOA there is a worrying increase in heavy weaponry near the contact line.
There have been strongly credible reports of servicemen from across the border from Russia coming into and out of Ukrainian territory. And the same goes for heavy weaponry as well. There have been very credible reports.
The report accuses the armed rulers of eastern Ukraine of widespread human rights violations and abuses. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
American boxing legend Muhammad Ali spent the second day in a hospital Friday fighting a respiratory infection. The Associated Press reports that people familiar with his condition say he may be battling more serious problems. Ali was known for his bold language and self-promotion while he was actively boxing. He spoke with reporters before fighting world heavyweight champion Joe Frazier back in 1971.
Joe's gonna come out smoking, and I ain't gonna be joking. I'll be pecking and a-poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
Ali, who retired from boxing in 1981, has had Parkinson's disease for 3 decades. Despite the disease, he kept up a busy appearance schedule until recently, though he has not spoken in public for years. Doctors say the Parkinson's likely was caused by the thousands of punches Ali took during a career in which he traveled the world for those big fights. The International Football Governing Body says the group's former president, Sepp Blatter, and two other top officials awarded themselves pay raises and bonuses worth $80 million over 5 years. Details of FIFA's internal investigation were released Friday, came one day after police raided FIFA's Zurich headquarters to seize evidence for the Swiss investigation. Swiss authorities conducted the search as part of their investigation into the circumstances surrounding the bidding for the 2018 and 2022 World Cups. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.